I don't know, it doesn't say. It doesn't say any comment over here. Let's look at the English. English, this is law of the peace. The sacred. See, the translation is the sacred. I don't know, there's something very interesting. We have to come back to this. Next, Imal Toida Yakrivenu. So now it says, if you bring a carbon toida, you hikriv al zevach toida, chalos matzos, belulos bashemen, or kike matzos, mishruchim bashemen. Okay, this is a very long pasuk, a very complicated pasuk. Pasuk is teaching us over here that a carbon toida is a carbon shalomim. Not everyone knows that. Some people think that the carbon toida and the carbon shalom have nothing to do with one another. They're two completely separate carbonas. So we learn from this pasuk that's not so. A toida is an example of a carbon shalomim. So the first of the carbon shlamim is a carbon toida. So im al toida yakrivenu. If you want to bring for your carbon shlamim a carbon toida, here are the laws. Number one, vehikriv al zevach toida. Together with the toida, you have to bring four different types of bread. Number one is chalois, matzois, belulois bashemen. Loaves of bread, belulois just oil. Urikike matzos, that's to mishuchim bashamin, that's smeared with oil. The soiles murbeches, soiles, that's murbeches seems to mean, over here it says, how do they translate this? Murbeches. Way of spread, cakes of choice flour, oil mixed in. How is that different than the word belulois? And chalois, belulois bashamin. So there's matzois, belulois bashamen, and there are chalois, belulois bashamen. What's the difference between the matzois, belulois bashamen, and the chalois? The difference is chometz. The matzois, belulois bashamen, is matzah. The chalois, belulois bashamen, are chometz. If it doesn't say matzah, you learn from this in Merida Yisoy, that if it doesn't say matzah, the default is chametz. So it says your chalois belulois bashamen, which means it's chametz. Now, okay, we'll see. Now we have to see this. Let's see the Rashi right away. Rashi, I'm sure there's a lot over here in this pasuk. A lot of Rashi. No, not so much. Yakriv karbonoi al zevach magid she'ein halechem kadosh. Am I on the right pasuk? No, I'm on the wrong pasuk. How do I get to the wrong pasuk? Imal toit akrivenu. Here's the pasuk. Im al toid yakrivenu, im al devar haido al nei shenas loikum yerde hayom, v'ochem is baroitz v'chavush shebeis asum v'chulush misrabe. This Rashi says, a carbon toida is thanks. The word toida means thanksgiving, and it's offered only for one of four different types of miracles. Im al devar haido al neis, there has to be a miracle. Shanasila, what's the miracle? Kigoin, Yorde Hayom. Number one, the person who goes travels by the sea. Number two, the Holchim in Boros. Number three, the Chavushe Beiswasurim. Person that was locked up in prison. And number four, the Cholash and Israpin. And notice Rashi says this is called a Nes. Why is this called a miracle? People travel all the time. They travel all the time over the Yam, they travel in the desert. They people are Achmanu Litzlan imprisoned and they come out alive. Cholash and Esrapin. I had a friend, I'm not joking with you, I have a friend who was present in the capital on January 6th and he was even on television. He was on television, he was dressed up, and they asked him on television, What are you dressed as in the costume? What are you dressed up as? He said, I'm dressed up as a caveman. So the reporter asked him, why are you dressed up as a caveman? He said, because even a caveman knows that Trump won the election. He was on television. He's not 100% this guy. And I know a person who's like one of his rebbeim. Someone showed him, the Rebbe, you know, your Talmud right now is in the Capitol on January 6th. So he called him up on the spot and he started to scream, Get out of there. Get out of there. Get back here ASAP. The next day, the FBI raided his apartment, his house. And the end was he sat in jail for 6 months. And most of the time he was in jail, he was in solitary confinement. For different reasons. Can you imagine this? For being there, they put him away for 6 months. Pretty good. He could have been there for 10 years. They put him away for 6 months. And we were very, very worried about him. Very worried. And I'm telling you, Baruch Hashem, he came out A-OK. He really came out. He's out. I was with him on Purim. And I was talking to him. And he's good. He's like, really? Baruch Hashem. He came out. He survived. So for him, it's mamash a miracle. It's mamash a nes. But the average person who goes to prison, is it a miracle to come out alive? What would you say? You traveled over the Yam, over the desert. It's a miracle? Really, it's a miracle? A person who's sick, he gets better? You know, there are different types. You know, Hashem created a koich of refu in the world. Rashi says, a davar that's an incredible chiddush. Rashi says, im al dvar choydo, a thank you, al nes, shenas eloi. Kigoin yorde hayam, traveling over the Yam is a miracle. The whole chemid baros is a miracle. Chavushe besum is a miracle. The cholish nesrabe is a miracle. It's incredible, Rashi. I don't think the average person would say this. The average person wouldn't say that going to these four things is a miracle. You know, there's a sakana. Everything in life is, you cross the street, it's a sakana. You walk on the street today, it's a sakana. You go in a car, it's a sakana.
We had pirates over the sea in those days. There were pirates.
There are even greater sakanas today.
There's pirates now, too.
You go on a plane today, you know how many dangerous things can go wrong on the plane? Did you ever watch an air crash disaster? I used to watch this years ago on YouTube. They would have this, it's May Day, they have all these, they reconstruct these very famous airplane disasters. They reconstruct and they go through the whole thing and they it's incredible. Incredible chachma, incredible, beyond, unbelievable. And now I have on I don't have time to look on WhatsApp, there's on a chat where I get every so often all this very interesting stuff about airplanes. This type of stuff, I mean, everything's very short, I don't have time to look at it. But it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to go and fly on an airplane. It really is. But no one today considers it to be a miracle. Big deal. You go on the airplane. People go on the airplane every single day. What's the big deal? They say it's safe. They're walking down the street. They say that the air, do you know that? The air on an airplane, on a good airline, is much healthier than the air you breathe in shul, you breathe in your house. People get COVID. The air is contaminated. But if you go on an airplane, do you know how much technology they have on an airplane with these extremely sophisticated filters and air conditioning systems that filter the air from COVID 10 times better than the air they filter in shul? The worst place to get COVID is in shul or a wedding hall. I got COVID when I went to a wedding. I went when COVID was just about over. I wouldn't say over. It was people were getting lax. So it was the end of the summer, the first summer, so I went to a wedding in Lakewood. The wedding was mostly outdoors, by the way. It was outdoors. And indoors, the part that was indoors, it was less than half the people that you would ordinarily have there. And the day after I came back, I wasn't feeling well. I think that was the second time that I got COVID. Then I got COVID probably another two times. I probably got COVID, I think four times. Three for sure. Maybe not. I don't know. I never really was tested positive. I never was tested positive. By the time I tested, it was already past the zman. So I can't really tell. I don't know for sure. In any event, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous to go on an airplane. No, you don't know. But yet, no one thinks today it's a danger. No one thinks it's a danger. Rashi says, al neish shenaseloi. It's a miracle. Yerde hayom alch midbaris chamush beisasur b'chadosh nesrabe shein shulim hoydes. Give thanks to Hashem, His kindness and His wonders to mankind. And you shall offer sacrifices. Now, Rashi says, "Im alachas me'elin nodar shlamim halalu." Okay, it's called a shlamim. Shalmei toydehain. If on one of these events a person he vowed to bring a korban, it's called a toydah. A toida is an example of a carbon shlamim, utu'unais lechem ha'amor b'inyan, and it requires 40 loaves of bread. That's a lot of bread. 40 loaves of bread. Ve'ein ne'achal en elaliyah v'layla. There's a limited amount of time when you eat this. You can eat it for one night and one day. Ordinarily, a carbon shlamim you can eat for 2 days and the night in between. Yet, with regard to a carbon toida, you only can eat it the night and following day. K'moshim l'farosh kalak, and you learn over here right now. Next Rashi on this pasuk. V'heikriv al zevach ha-toida, arbo'o mine lechem. There are four different types of breads that are mentioned in this pasuk. Number one, chalois. Number two, rikikin. Number three is revucha. And then these three, called chalois, rikikin, and revucha, shaloisha mine matzah. They have in common, they are matzah. Kosher lepesach. Matzah. Uchsiv, it says, then it says, uchsiv al chalois lechem chametz. And then it says, in addition, you bring chalois lechem chametz. Now over here, it doesn't say the chametz. That's the next pasuk. See, the next pasuk, it says, al chalois lechem chametz yakrib karbon al zevach toida shlamim. So we have to go back and explain this pasuk. That's the first thing it says in Rashi. So it says, Akachem farish b'menachos, v'shiuron chomesh in yushalmios. The shear is 5 measures of yushalmios, shein vav nidborios, which are 6 nidborios, chaf isaroin, which is 20 measures, 20 isaroin. I don't know what this is, isaroin. I don't know the calculations, but the shear was 6 saw, and Chazal came along and they made it larger. Whatever used to be 6 is now 5. They increased the measures. Why would they increase the measures? I don't understand this. It's economics. When you want to stimulate the economy, you play around with measurements. Today in America, when they want to stimulate the economy, what do? Interest rates. They change the interest rates. I don't know how all this works. You have to have someone explain this to us, how the economy works. And this was a technique, this is what I once read. Why in the world, in the Midbar, did Moshe Rabbeinu, did he decide that what used to be until now 6 measures is now 5? In other words, make believe you have a dollar. So it used to be that a dollar is 4 quarters. So Moshe says no more. Now a dollar is 5 quarters. 5 25 cent pieces, everyone, you have stashed away in your home, you have is that what he did exactly? I don't know what I said. I don't know exactly. I'm not saying correctly. Whatever used to be called 6 now is 5. The reason why, this is what Mefarshim explained, it was done in order to stimulate the economy. It's a technique. Okay, it's the Jewish system of economics is extremely sophisticated. There's Shemitah. Every 7 years is a minor reset. Every 50 years is a major reset. Yovel, everything, Shaftim, Ishlach, Uzosai, and every 7 years. And then there's this thing that they did, this is that they changed the measures. I mean, I don't know how often this happens. They actually go Chazal, they go and they manipulate the measures in order to stimulate the economy. Okay, it says Mubeches, the next Rashi. Yeah.
This wouldn't be go on the Mizbeach, because we learned last week that on the Mizbeach doesn't go live in it, only
Right. None of the Chal, I don't think any of the Chalas went on the Mizbeach. We have to see it, right? We have to see the laws. I don't remember. There's all Mesechta. Is it Mesechta Toida? No, there's no Mesechta Toida. In Masechet Zvachim, somewhere it talks about all the halachas. I don't remember anything, but you're right. We have to see exactly. Yeah,
was explicitly said no hami and no liver.
Right. You're not allowed to put a sar is chametz. So you don't put chametz on the mizbech. I don't think you put anything on the mizbech. Let's see. We're gonna see. Let's see. So here it says, okay. Now vikar mizbech atoida. So wait. Let's go here. So I have a toida. So what does it say so far about this carbon toida? It says. Murbeches, what's murbeches? Lechem cholut b'roischin kol tzorcho. Now cholut means it is, what's word cholut? It means it's burnt. What does the English say? Chalut. Chalut is scalded. It is scalded with oil. Now he puts in the word oil. Who says it's oil? How do you know that it's oil? Why isn't it? I guess it can't be water because water would make it chametz. So you would take oil. It seems that you would take oil and you would boil it. Does oil boil? No, I don't know the mitzvahs of oil. Oil doesn't, whatever it is, but you take oil and you heat it up to the most intense temperature that you can get it. You then take the oil and you pour the oil on the flour. When you pour boiling oil or oil on flour, it causes it does something to it. So Rashi can tie the word murbeches, lechem chalut b'roischin kol tzarchai. Bread that has been scalded with boiling hot oil thoroughly. So now what? Let's go back to the pasuk. Now that's the end. The pasuk over here says im al toida kor yakrivenu v'hikriv al zevach hatoida. So it says over here chalois matzois belulois bashemen. Now is that number one? Let's assume that's number one. So what does it mean belulois? Mixed. You take flour, you take oil, and you mix it. You mix it together, and then what? I guess you bake it. I assume you bake it in an oven. Urikige matzois mishuchim basham. Now, what does that mean? Wafers of matzois that are smeared with oil. What does that mean? I really don't. I'm not sure exactly how you make these things. I'm sure it says somewhere in the Gemara. It says, and then it says v'soiles murbeches chalois bilus basham. So it seems not like what I told you. I made a mistake, or maybe what I told you was like someone else. According to Rashi, we're presenting here in this pasuk only three different categories of bread. The fourth category of bread is going to appear in the next pasuk. Al, together with chalois lechem chametz. The next pasuk presents the chametz. Yakriv karbonoi, al, together, zevach toidas shilomov. It calls the toidah karbon shalom beferish. Now, so then go back to this pasuk. It says you're going to bring al zevach toidah. Number one is chalois, matzois, Matzah that is mingled with oil. What does that mean?